So, sorry.
Continuation shot having run the whole
Right.
thing now. Slightly into the black, so that we got a talk again about here first.
Okay. Oh, right. Right. Should I not then come round a bit slightly?
I thought I'd landed up fairly well.
Oh, right. Fine. Okay. Oh, I see. At a much sharper angle. I see what you mean. Yes. Yes, I was taking it too straight.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because you've got to move the black.
Yeah. Okay, fine. Sorry. Go that way, not that way.
On that lawn, they won't do any better than that.
Really?
The only one that will be Vincent.
Yes.
Surely the others will. I mean, don't think because you.
Touching the red or not? No. To get it to
normally, if you're my opponent, I would say, Chris, could you come and watch the shot for me?
I see. Yes.
So that you can, if you're sitting over there and I take the shot, it's not fair on you because you don't know.
Yes.
So what I've got to do is to try and get down to black, but to actually stop the mallet dead when it as it hits the blue, because if I don't want to move the blue ball, but if I was to play it like that, it would be an obvious crush. And I'm
yes.
Driving the ball into the mallet.
Yes.
I mean, there again, you'll see these. Players doing it, and when you say to them that was a crush, oh, wasn't it? And you know, they don't call somebody over to have a look at it. I mean,
really?
Vincent would, and Betty would, I think, and other players here.
Yes.
It is important because you upset your opponent and don't say to them,
yes.
Would you like to come and watch the shop?
Yes.
So I'm asking you to watch.
Right, fine.
You can usually tell by the sound.
Yes. Should I put my clip on there?
Yes, you should have done.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Waiting for the swoop.
Yes, quite.
So we just have a...
It's over to you. Yes,
just
okay.
Push the red through to about here. Then.
Right.
It's a little rush, that is, isn't it? A dolly rush.
Yep. Right. Presumably, kicking the opponent's ball is not acceptable.
Ball. It's not a fault. The only is time it's a fault is when you're, I can't remember the words, but when you're actually in play. So if you were to take a, if you were actually doing this.
Yes.
And then did that, that's a fault. Because you're actually taking.
I understand, yes.
And that fault continues through having more in the so it was there, and I broke it the yellow.
Yes.
And I haven't left my stance. I'm still in play as it were, and I do that, then it's a fault.
Right, yeah. Right,
but
I see.
But it's not a fault if you... do this, it's not a fault.
Yeah, I see.
Okay.
I see. Yes, good. Okay. Going to be enough?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Just a little tap will send blue red beyond the hoop, won't it?
And ideally back there or
just
beyond.
Yeah,
right. Yes.
Somewhere around there. So you, what you really want to do is to get yellow through to there, don't you?
Yes.
Or there, so you can rush red across to there.
Fine. Oh! Twit! Yes, quite, quite. I think I thought it was going to shudder against the post, the hoop, and yes. The red, thank you. Somewhere here.
That's it, isn't it? All you need is that.
Yes. Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yep.
Would have been better if they both come a little further. You're going to get defect. The difficult thing again is getting the angles right.
Yes.
Now the red ball would go in the straight line always. It doesn't matter whether you hit it like that. That red ball will
always move away on the through the line of contact, right?
Okay. The one that does take deflection is the yellow ball, but I think you've got to aim really for that wire.
Yes. Yes. Good. Okay.
That's It's the trouble having got thus far, isn't
I mean, you having said that, I was deliberately aiming to strike that
you can
one.
Go straight through
anyway, right, fine. I'm not capable of these weenie deflections anyway, so I don't know why the heck I'm bothering.
It's always nice to be behind the other ball when you come through the boom, because you're going that way, you see.
Yes.
So really what I wanted you to do was to come through about there somewhere.
Been through. Sorry, so it's the next one we're aiming. Yeah. It's the one we're aiming at, isn't it? Yes.
Yeah. So if you could cut the red somewhere down near that black ball, it would be lovely, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Where the danger of missing it altogether, the red ball. You know, the cut rush, and you miss it altogether.
Right, okay.
So you hit it on the right.
Oh, sorry. Right.
So now you want to get to the right of the black, so you can push the black over to that hoop you just put the tip on.
Right.
So it's a little tap and aiming at the hoop and getting the ball from the hoop in here. So you aim back somewhere around there, would be nice.
Good. Red ball didn't move. I see what you mean, yes. Yes. Okay. Thank you. I'm sorry, for some strange reason I thought we were going through that way. I've got to come through the other way, haven't I? It's always from the outside in, yes?
Well, except when you're on the way back. Ah. You go through each other twice.
Uh-huh. Right. Oh, right. Through.
Yes,
so it is through that way. Yes. Forgive me. I thought it was sort of going the outside through, through. No. Ideal is to get the black.
Well, I just want to make sure that it's nice to push it through something here because that hoop's going to.
Right. So just push it through. I want. So my next aiming point is where?
This side of that red hoop.
This side of the red?
Yeah.
I see. Right. Okay.
Down to the left of that hoop with the red paint on it.
Right.
So what the nice shot is to get back up to the next hoop, which is the sixth hoop up there, and get over to the yellow. I don't know where you're going to do it.
Right, so black down there, yellow over there. Okay.
So I should show you, and then you can
Yes,
try.
Please.
Just hope it works. Don't forget the line is through the board is where the black ball is going to be, so I'm lining it up. I have to judge the angle of the shot. You can't tell something because people all play shots different ways.
Of course, right.
Different mallets.
Yes.
The milling on the balls makes a difference.
Well, yes.
Yeah, if you've got smoothish balls, then you don't get so much pull.
Yes. Yes. Oh, really? Right.
Look, I don't mind you following
me. Thank you.
Well, I've rushed this so far. Can I go for my third one?
Yeah, sure. Lovely.
Good.
It is near perfect for a hoop, isn't it? Yellow's nice.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ah. So I've got another chance because I've got my ball up here.
Yes. OK. Can you change your own board during a go? Bad luck. Or doesn't it matter to everybody?
It doesn't matter an awful lot to me and my partner, but even if it's like that, it's overhanging the line.
Right, yes. Your next hoop, isn't it? I am indeed, yes. Yes, I've got to deal with it somewhere, somehow. Yellow onto red. Yes. Yes. Okay. Right. Oh, hopeless. Sorry. Yes, yes. Yes, the red is very helpful to you, isn't it?
Well, I could make one hoop on that. In blue, I might make two or three.
Right. Yes, yes indeed. Yes, I've set that up quite nicely for you, haven't I?
Well, not really. I've got a bit of work.
Yes, indeed. That's very true. Yes. Same spot essentially, didn't
they?
What would have happened if the red ball had gone through?
Nothing.
Nothing.
It would have been your hoop, it would have counted. But
yes, yes, you'd have been wary of it under that circumstance.
Yeah.
Yep. Good.
Well, it's going across and stick back up, right? That, honestly, it's not a lot of points, is it? Well, I suppose there is. It's helpful to have another. Can I drive this off into that? Now get red out and get me back, can't
you? Yes.
A bit of luck.
Lovely.
Just don't want the blue ball to go off. Now I've got the ball. I've got a ball near my next tube anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got another ball out in play, which is always useful. I'll put it up to the next tube.
Right.
I need to just really touch at that side of the hoop.
Yes.
I've got a ball for both my next hoops.
Right.
We've gone a little bit further because it would have been an easy shot.
Yep.
That pushes beyond just in a straight line because I really want it somewhere about there so that I can drive it down. There afterwards.
Right.
After I've been through this bit.
Mm-hmm. Lovely.
Blue should have gone a bit further, shouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't really matter too much. Now I can either rush it down. Not really much effort because the mallet's doing a lot of work.
Yes, yes indeed.
They're judging the weight. About there, because then I can push it through between the peg and the red ball.
Right.
You've got to go down really beyond that far hoop. The right.
Oh, lovely.
All croquet players at times have problems running hoops. You get periods where the ball goes through for some inexplicable reason.
Teeny-weeny bit of sugar and no milk, please. Perfect, thank you. Impressive.
Well, I said if I break down, I didn't say I was going.
Quite right.
I'll stop it a minute. I'm nearly round, you see.
Might as well carry on.
I wouldn't peg out because it was only leaving one ball to play with. I mean, if I was playing against.
Oh, and you take the ball off the lawn then, would you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really? Yeah.
I was playing against.
Presumably when you do land in a position like that, even though, as you say, you're getting near the end of the game for the blue ball, you wouldn't deliberately not go through the hoop if you were put yourself in that position.
Well, if I was playing against Vincent, I wouldn't not do that.
Would you not? No, you'd have played away.
That's the penultimate hoop.
Yes.
And that's the rover hoop. When going through this side, which is why it's going to red, it's the last hoop.
Yes, I see. Yes.
If you look at a croquet lawn, you can always see which is the first hoop, because it's painted with a blue top. And the red is the last one, because it's painted with a red.
Right, right.
I've really got to start thinking about where I want the ball to be when I've finished. That'd be nice to have the yellow. Well, yellow's fairly near the hoop, the black ones, isn't it?
Yes.
So I can forget that.
Yes. Shall I go and get the tea? Thank you very much.
two, mm-hmm. and then move yellow. Lined up pretty well.
Yes.
You wouldn't normally try it in this distance. It's not going to go. I'll push. You want yellow over there, don't I? So then I'm going to fall on that next hoop.
Right. My head is actually reeling somewhat. Oh. Which shot comes after which shot and so on and so forth? I mean, it's just very much
Roman Catholic Church is rightly for a continuation, so you just keep going with that part.
All right.
And if you run a hoop, you get another continuation. Although, that what you're doing all the time is setting up a frame, which is what exactly
And there's no need to be going through a hoop at any time. If you were okay croaking continuation constantly, you ignore the hoops in a sense.
Well, you've got to go through a hoop because you can't croak and croak the other balls again until you've done that.
Ah, right, yes.
But you can see how dangerous it is for somebody who, even my standard in, because where was Google? I think it had been through three hoops, hadn't
it? Yes.
So
yes.
I made nine hoops.
Right.
Unless you can hit in now, mm-hmm. you're in danger of taking black all the way around.
Yes. Wow. My goodness. I see what you mean by a tactical game, my goodness. It's.
Oh, yes, you've got to think a few shots ahead, haven't you? Got to judge. I mean, if you're playing in a match if I was playing against you, I've got to judge how good you are.
Yes.
Fairly soon, quickly.
Yes.
How well you're playing.
Yes.
Before I can start taking reasonable risks and thinking, oh, well, it's not hitting in very well. I can guess he could leave the balls too far.
Right.
And even if he does hit in, he's not playing very well anyway, so he's not going to get very far.
Surely.
Yes. I mean, this is obviously quite a psychological advantage if you're playing against somebody not as good as you, because you tend to think that in any case even if I break down they're not going to get very far.
Quite.
They'll make one or two moves, which is neither here nor there, really.
Sure, yes.
Of course, the other difficulty is handicaps. Of course, they've altered the rules of this show. For this club, I play for a non-existent club.
Yes, tricky.
So, now what they've done is, if you're playing in matches or even in club tournaments, I can't remember the numbers, but depending on how many games you win, it brings your, in succession, it brings your handicap down.
I see, yes.
I mean, quite certainly if you last season, if they'd had that for you, it would have brought my handicap down in once.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, well, lucky to win all the games. I went still want to be in your pub, aren't
you? Yes.
Last year, this club used to predominantly play golf cricket. A lot of ladies play golf.
Yes.
And I didn't ask me to play this golf cricket. I've got to hear my idea with golf cricket really is that it's the first one through each hoop and you're clipped onto the next two. It's quite a friendly,
yes,
sociable game.
Yes, I see.
Between,
yes. Yes, yes.
And she didn't sort of say anything more, and I think I was going to run one of these hoops here, and she said, oh, if David makes this loop, it'll be 5-0 or something. She said, but I expect it. Of course I did. But what a waste of pay.
Silly, isn't it? Very silly.
I didn't get any notice of her after that. No. I'm not going to run it, it's still David.
No. No.
In fact, I didn't even aggravate her even after I did. I realised she was an old lady. Even I'd realised, if somebody had said to me before the game, don't you tell me to fire this one, etc., I wouldn't have done it.
No, quite. Quite. Yes.
I played the thing not to win, but just to enjoy
the game. Yes, just to enjoy the game and the company. Yes, absolutely. Really? Yeah. Yes, I mean, if a club can continue with only 30 members, it's...
Well, we have to do with my brain.
Do you? Yes.
Oh, 18, so it must be more than that, because there's certainly not all on there.
Right. Right.
But see, I've got old Vincent's one.
Yes.
Roger's probably about the next best player. He tends to play in a lot of tournaments, that's why.
Oh, yes.
That's what gets you out of here now.
Yes.
More than anything. So Eileen, who's registered tea, is now for Amy, who's the Japanese girl who went off as 20. Mm-hmm. I think actually she's better than
Eileen. I think. Yes, I see. And Eileen's the secretary, do you say?
She's the treasurer.
Treasurer.
Should be a list, actually.
And do you take part in most of these competitions?
I took part in that one. Yes.
Yeah, we won.
Good.
I don't enjoy golf.
You don't enjoy what? This style of tournament, you mean?
The golf cricket.
Oh, it's golf. Golf cricket. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yes. And they tend to play more of that than association, do they? Yeah.
Yes. Oh, I've got a plane. All in England handicap.
My goodness. That's each block.